Alex Green just was had a lot of practice today, just due to his his history. But I fully expect him to be ready for Sunday.
Mike, is there a protocol with that at all, or is that just kind of on feel when you give them
those skills? Well, every player goes through examinations, and there's feedback throughout the week. This was a longer week of preparation for us. So he was able to practice Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we're just being smart with him.
How would you assess your team's confidence now as you enter that home stretch?
I would say we're a confident football team, but we fully understand what's in front of us. This is an important time of the year. It's technically the third quarter of the season. We've talked throughout the week in here and also as a football team about the importance of these division games. So I would say our confidence is where it needs to be. It's important to win this football game, and because with every win, particularly division wins, your confidence grows.
Mike, in terms of your pass rush, obviously without playing, do you look for maybe certain individuals to provide that, or is it a scheme thing where you think we can make up for what play?
Well, I would say our pass rush will be the same as it's been all year, just the way of our approach. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you replace Clay Matthews. That's not the idea. But if you look at our pressure when it's occurred, has been a big improvement from the past. But the ability to generate pass rush on first down alone has been something we've done a very good job of. So with that, it's a collective effort, and we're going to need that Sunday. It starts with the run. Everything we do starts with run defense. So we're doing a very good job there. It's improved, throughout particular last 3 or 4 weeks. So, but yes, every meeting we start really on both sides of the ball starts with the run game.
Like the earlier practice today, is that the start of the next phase of the scheduling, or is that just something?
No, today's practice going earlier. We cut out 30 minutes of meeting time. So. I felt coming off the field, really coming out of the meetings yesterday afternoon, I just felt that we're ready. So cut the meeting time back 30 minutes. The practice was the same as it normally is on Friday. And with it being a noon start our time, 1 o'clock Eastern, I just wanted to make sure they had an extra half an hour. So it's amazing what 30 minutes does the mindset of your football team. So. It was a good team meeting this morning.
Just from what you've seen on Derek Sherratt, are you kind of looking for 2013?
Well, I don't want to give up on Derek. This is his first week back, and we're taking baby steps. I think it's obvious if you had a chance to watch him work. But I will say this: just watching him a couple of weeks ago, and then watching him go through the individual, I think he's made it. He's made some strides. And he's just, he has that last hurdle that he has to get over. And this is the kind of drill work that he needs, to be able to be in pads and go through the individual stuff. So that's really the only opportunity that he'll really have to really cross that threshold. So we'll see what happens.
So he's done no team, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Mike, what's the update on Benson? I think next week you can start practicing.
Well, Cedric actually had an opportunity to have some testing done and so forth, and everything was positive. So his rehab has picked up, and we'll see where we are next week. We don't have a date, startup date, exactly when he's gonna be ready. But we had some good news in the past 7 days.
Mike, with the amount of injuries you guys did endure this year, just how important was it to have Tremont Williams healthy, especially at this point in the season right now?
Well, it's important for Tremont individually to be healthy. Just what he went through last year. He fought through the whole season with his particular injury, and he's back to the way he was 2 years ago. So he's a big part of our defense, and when you have someone like Tremont, you're able to tilt defense one way or the other. So it's very important.
Mike, you think Soto can help you on Sunday?
Well, that's what we prepare for. I thought Vic came back. He looked like he was in good shape. And he obviously has to get up to speed on a few things. He went to a 4-3 defense from here. So But I thought his week's work so far has been good. Actually, Dom Capers and I visited this morning about potentially his role. So we'll see what happens.